Okay, welcome to Binary Voice. It's 4 o'clock and 25 seconds. My name is Brenno de Winter. In response to the helicopter crash of ISAF, where 30 American soldiers died, 38 Afghani people have been killed by the Americans. Apple thinks that the Zoom is too much a lookalike of the iPad, and that means that Apple has the opinion that the device should be put off the market, and they are going to start legal proceedings against Motorola. Later in this show we are going to switch to the Netherlands, where currently a trial is ongoing between Samsung and Apple, and Apple is demanding that all Samsung Galaxy Tabs will disappear off the market. If the court session has ended, we have our reporter live on the scene. And Cisco is showing some bad habits, because they turn out to have sent malware CDs to their customers for more than half a year. So far the Binary Voice news, and we are going to move on with the news roundup right after this. Alles wat je zegt wordt tegen jou gebruikt. Welkom bij een...
And get it prepared.
And you're listening to Binary Voice 92.6 FM. One very important message. We have found an HTC Sense and we think it belongs to Anne-Jan Brouwer. So please pick it up at the radio station. So far the serious messages. Earlier this week I spoke to hacker A. Wine. And what he did was, or at least what he is being accused of in the Netherlands, is hacking government sites or attacking them by throwing them down, doing a denial of service attack. I spoke to him earlier this week and I asked him basically why he thinks he was arrested and what he is currently facing. Irene, you have been doing something very illegal, according to media reports.
I took down several websites, one of them which included the server of the Dutch public prosecutor website, who were silly enough to tie it together with the Dutch police website and put it on one server and on the same IP.
You got caught?
Yep.
How does that work? Because I did a hack in January to make a journalistic point. I got a notification that the police wanted to talk with me in June. So if you did it in December, they must have had such a letter in May.
I got it one day later.
So they were at your doorstep. And then they throw you at the ground, put your hands on.
No, they knocked on the door. They came in screaming, police, police. They ran into the front room first. My dad came down as I was sleeping. My dad came down. He wondered what was going on. They were asking where I was. He sat in the back of the back of the house, and they ran back out of the house actually, because if you open the back door, it basically covers the door to my room. So they ran back outside, came back in, and asked where is he then, and went back and went into the toilet together, all together, and then finally they came into my room. As I was already awake, obviously, I was pulling on some pants, and they said that I was under arrest for taking down several websites.
I know.
I personally used a program called HOIC. It's not a very spectacular tool, and there's many ways, obviously, to do it, but as long as it does the job for what I wanted to make my point with, I'm happy with it.
That means that if you use such a tool, I know shed lots of people who use such a tool. I know the low orbit cannon and other tools. Basically, you didn't do anything different than them.
Anyone, right? As I said, anyone can do it. Anyone that has the program on their computer and uses it is doing the same as I did.
So basically, all in all, you are really arrested for no other reason than making the public prosecutor not look good.
I think that's the reason, because I'm pretty sure that if I didn't take down the Dutch prosecutor's website, that I wouldn't have been arrested, because they wouldn't be interested in it.
Okay, you're out on the street now. How long did you spend?
I spent about
jail?
A day in jail, not too long.
Did they torture you?
No, even to a newspaper apparently said I got tortured. I didn't get tortured, but they treated me very nice, and except for the fact that, which is why the newspaper said I got tortured, or suggested that I got tortured. The light stays on, or stays half on, when you go at night, obviously for security reasons, I guess. So that was quite annoying, and I slept with a jacket over my head. But besides that, no torture at all, or they just treated me nice.
And now what?
Well, I'm still waiting to be prosecuted right now. I got notice that I'm going to be prosecuted. Reason to prosecute me, so I'm now waiting to be prosecuted, which they already said back in December that it could take up to maximum of 2 years before I even get to see the inside of a courtroom. So.
That is pretty interesting. And then what sentence can you get maximum?
If I have to believe the media and the Dutch prosecutor, I can get a sentence up to a maximum of 6 years. So that's quite a bit, considering that murderers sometimes don't even get that much.
That is pretty stiff. And I can relate to your feeling, because you know that I have a similar case where I can also get up to 6 years in prison. Now, knowing everything that we know right now, would you ever do this again?
It depends, but if I would go back in time, and I want to make sure that people know that they don't misunderstand this, if I would go back in time, which I can't because I don't have a time machine, but if I could, I would still do the same thing, but I would at least be more aware of the Dutch Prosecutor's website, which was my biggest mistake.
So you would take down my website, no problem, but one of the public prosecutors...
I'm going to stay away from any Dutch website. I would stay away from any Dutch website, sorry.
Would you be so kind and leave the website of Binary Voice, this radio station?
Oh yeah, I would.
Alone,
I will leave that one alone.
Een hele goede dag.
Okay, and that was Hacker Irene. I spoke to him earlier this week. Today there was another charge being brought towards the company called Telfort, that's a daughter of KPN. And KPN didn't timely inform the customers of CompuServe, and that was a company that Telfort took over, about the changed contract terms. And because they failed to do so, people couldn't end their contract within 4 weeks. So basically they were vendor locked in. And by opposing a penalty, Opta tried to regulate this, and this is what they've been doing quite a bit in the past all along. So what we see in the Netherlands right now is that we have got a lot of attention for cybercrime and companies violating the law, breaking the law, but also they are after hackers. Later this week, probably tomorrow, we will speak with the public prosecutor Lodewijk van Zwieten, who will explain how this all works and why they do it in such a way. And for now, this part, I'll leave it at that, and we are going to listen to some music.
Still find
And you're still listening to Binary Voice 92.6 FM. Currently, the latest in court is that we are having Andreas Odo de Haas currently out of the court session. So what we'll do is try to reach him first. But first, before we do that, what we are going to talk about Koen, of with Koen, about Stichting HXX.
HXX Foundation.
Yes, because you made Hex Square.
As a foundation, we did indeed. And
what's that?
What, Hex Square?
Yeah.
You would say people already know by now, because we've been mentioning it quite a few times, because the studio itself is at this square. It's a village within the campgrounds. And yeah, there's lots of activities going on. We've got a retro gaming tent, where there's Nintendos, Segas, whatever, Amigas, Commodores.
Yeah, it's nearly a total museum.
Yeah.
With really, literally, new stuff being added each and every day. And then we've got, of course, the hardware tent.
Yeah, that's opposite of the, indeed, of the retro tent. So the other side of the square, and that's... Well, it's a place with a lot of soldering irons, a lot of knowledgeable people about electronics and all kinds of maker stuff. So there's a laser cutter there, and they've built custom electronics for it to make it cheaper. And they're working on writing drivers for common platforms such as Linux that you can just print from Linux and have a laser cutter.
Yeah, and actually we are going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, so that's really cool.
Cool.
And then we had trucks driving from the Netherlands. You booked one truck.
That is right. We started with two trucks, one from the Netherlands and the other from Belgium. It would just visit a couple of key hackerspaces along the route to Finofert. But we had it turned out to be that there's lots of stuff that goes into such a village. So, already I think it was the second pickup, we concluded, wait, the truck is full.
So then we added the third even.
Yeah, we quickly got another one, transferred a lot of the cargo into the second truck, and then the first truck went on its way to meet the schedule and pick up even more gear. Like one of the things you brought, you might have seen him, Honkaz, he's been driving, it's a Sinclair, this bike. He's laying in there. It's electrically powered also, and he's driving around here, and that's one of the crazy things we brought.
It's really neat. And then also there's the radio tent. There is a tent for doing preparation for radio. We've got this lounge yesterday that was, even before camp started, very well visited.
Indeed, yeah.
And of course, good atmosphere. So it's definitely worthwhile to visit.
And especially if you like barbecue. And there's a couple of big barbecues in the central area of the square.
Yeah, and if you report yourself in time, then basically you can join the barbecue and have a good time.
Probably, yeah. If someone is taking names, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a barbecue arranged for tonight?
I have no clue. I've been concentrating on tech here in the radio studio, because I'm going to be here, I guess, the whole evening and a good part of the night, actually.
I'm afraid you are, yeah. Especially at 1 o'clock, because then we are also doing broadcasts right into the center of New York as well.
Indeed, in Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 2600 radio or... off
indeed.
The hook.
Yeah, and don't forget, earlier that night, we are already live in Vienna at Radio Orange.
So, yeah, there's really a lot of activity going on. And for the people that can't come here, can you explain what have we here? What kind of setup have we here? Because it's huge, it's massive.
Yes. Of course, you remember Hacking at Random, where we had Har FM. We had a really small cabin there. We had lots of fun, but it was really difficult to get proper equipment in there, because it all had to fit into the size of a post stamp. So that brought some complications. Later we went to ETH0. We already had a bit more space, and now we have like a big tent, and we built a setup that we've been dreaming of before.
Yeah, it is really great, and it has, I believe, 2, 4, 6, 8,
it's 12 microphones, and then one extra for the the technician that I'm using that now because I'm talking to you. I was configuring the VoIP. We have VoIP going in here. We have multiple audio inputs. We have two additional microphones, wireless. So, people can contribute from outside the tent. And what else is there? We've even got a roaming reporter kit. So, someone can go into the field with a microphone, headphones. And
exactly. That is we're currently still in the bail drop. It is the first day. So, tomorrow's show will be a lot more sharp. But we'll have the kit in the field and we'll have the field reporters going on. We'll have a daily element with Chantal Klaver, who later on will do some hardware hacking with me because I'm like two left hands, as we Dutch would say. So a lot of going on. Please, 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 if you're at camp, come to the Dutch Square and have a good time. And for now, some music. And then we are going to do some hardware hacking. Driven to distraction, so part of the plan. When something is broken and you try to fix it, trying to repair it any way you can.
Hallo?
Hey, Andreas. This is Breno speaking at Binary Voice.
Hey, Breno.
Hey, you're live on the air. Good that you're there. Andreas, you've been in court the entire day. What was going down?
Yes, we spent the entire day in court battling just over two patents. We're having Apple versus Samsung here in the court in The Hague. This lawsuit is actually sort of similar to the one in Düsseldorf, which the judge had just given a preliminary injunction yesterday on selling the Galaxy Tab in Europe, but that was without any arguments from Samsung. And here in The Hague, they have been battling all day about the two patents of Apple, which supposedly the Android system is infringing. And therefore, also Samsung is infringing it in their smartphones and their tablets.
Yeah, but why would you bring that to a Dutch court? You know, the battle is already ongoing in the United States. Why bring it to The Hague?
Because the patent system, there's a sort of division in the world between different patent systems, and U.S. patents are not valid in Europe, and vice versa. So what we're talking about, you know, are actually European patents. But they do involve some serious software business. So the sort of statement that used to be, you know, we used to say like, oh, no, software patents, we don't have that in Europe. That goes to say that it's just not true anymore, because the patents we're talking about here are actually user interface, gestures, multi-touch things that are specifically code and software related. They delve into the Android source code to prove that Google, Android, and therefore Samsung was infringing upon those patents by Apple. So it's hardcore software patents being battled out in Europe. It's really a unique situation.
Now, what if the judge rules that this software patent is allowed and that there is indeed infringement going on?
Well, that's way too early to tell. I'm not the expert in judging if these patents are valid, and if they're valid, that something is infringing them. So and actually it's a sort of speed lawsuit, but actually the judge said it would take him 5 weeks to deliver his judgment and to come to a decision. So it's not really speedy anymore, because it's so complex and it's full of technicalities. And if there's prior art or not, if it's just general functionality of a user, the multi-touch user interface, and there's been really a technical battle going on and on.
Hey, but the funny thing is, this is a rapid claim. You found out about it yesterday?
Yes. Yes, they want to keep it out of the media, I suppose, and just battle it out, and then when the judge decides, then either something has to pull out all smartphones, Android smartphones and tablets out of the market, or Samsung comes out on top, and then Apple will maybe even the patents are invalid. But I guess they didn't like the media and the attention there. So I found out yesterday that this court case was actually going down, and now there's a lot of attention. So it's a good thing, of course, because it's the interests are really tremendous. I mean, this is the two of the biggest technology companies battling it out, both in the U.S. and in Europe, and the dominance of both the mobile and the tablet market.
And the cool thing is, you were the only reporter in the room, right?
Well, I guess so, more or less. I hope tomorrow there will be more, and I hope tomorrow there will also be more legal fireworks. The lawyer of Samsung actually hinted to that, but tomorrow there's going to be about the model or the design of specifically the tablet. And Samsung lawyer hinted that Apple has been screwing around with the evidence. And they're saying like, oh, they cropped the images of the Galaxy Tab. Not only cropping, but also adjusting and manipulating the dimensions to make it look more like the iPad. So they can say like, oh, you see, it's cloned, it's copied, and therefore they are infringing on our model. So if they can prove that, of course, then this whole the case, at least going to the model situation, will go really full through for Apple. But of course, tomorrow they will have to prove and make up to this promise they did today.
Isn't this case way too complex for basically a rapid claim? Because the judge has to decide really quick.
Yes.
You're walking through The Hague, as I can hear.
Yes, I'm in the neighborhood of the central station in The Hague. I'm sitting in an hour, so there's no problem. I can talk. But I think the judge is really up to the knowledge and the business here. As far as I can tell, I mean, I'm a layman in absolute terms, but he was asking really specific questions and drilling down to both sides. Like, what are you talking about? Is this really, you know, they have these technical terms about this hidden edges of these photos. It's about patterns on scrolling through a photo gallery, stuff like that. And so what the layman would say, like, okay, well, scrolling through a photo gallery, that sounds really basic. But of course, it's with patterns, it's in the detail. If the functionality is specific, then yes, you can patent it. And if it's general, then well, maybe some other people can shoot holes in it and say they're prior art. So it's interesting, and it's probably not suited for a quick case, but well, in 5 weeks, I think the judge can study a lot of this evidence and all of the statements on both sides.
Well, Andreas, thank you so much for explaining all this so far. Tomorrow you are back in court, so we would love to talk to you again.
Yes, of course.
And you have a wonderful evening, and we'll be in touch tomorrow.
Okay, and good luck, and have fun to all of you there on CC Camp.
We sure will. Then it was Andreas Udo de Haas, editor at Webwereld, an IDG affiliate.
Waking up in the morning, sweat to bed, filled with regret. Clock is set, but I still got hours left. Now it's 5 o'clock, I'm taking panic breath. Paranoid thoughts, feeling for a hit of the meth. Settling for caffeine, had another nightmare, had another bad dream. I roll through the scene, not rolling the green, yet I feel eyes singing in my back. Envy, people out to get me, whether they be in the industry or in the big city. It's like wherever I go, people acting as if they know me, but they don't. So is it me or is they thinking I'm whack? Is it me that they see or is it my act? Is it G's that I need to go and stack? Is it pleasing and smiling to react to the teasing to do with a new contract? All I see is fake smiling men in black. I can like they my friends like dudes in the act. Matter of fact, I'm about to crack. Break glass, quick fast, it's lack of cash. Got me making these rash decisions, looking past my mission. Paranoid thoughts blur my vision as I'm sitting in front of the television. I won't fail to bite a nail as I'm waiting to exhale. Like when my landlord tries to call me, I throw away the phone and reject the call sheet. Probably one time too many that I had to pay my rent, but I didn't have any. Pesos or cash flow, I lace flows on the deli, but I don't pay a penny. Paranoid thoughts be consuming me, leaving no room to see myself as anything other than a doomed MC. So maybe I'm a doomed MC.
Alles wat je zegt wordt tegen jou gebruikt. Welkom bij.
Okay, and you're still listening to Binary Voice. My name is Brenno de Winter, and this is 96.2 FM. I'm checking if that's still correct. 92.6 FM. I'm trying to get off the alcohol here. That's really needed. In the studio, nobody less than Mitch. Good afternoon.
Hey.
And my private tester, Chantal.
Hi.
Hey, Chantal, you have made a little LED thingy wingy with some plastic on it, and I can clip it to the microphone.
Yeah, an LED throwy.
A throwy?
Yes, they're so cool.
that Jimmy Rogers, he brought it, and I don't know what the tent is called over there.
The hardware hacking tent.
The hardware hacking tent.
Yep.
And over there you can make your own throwy.
And that must be really expensive.
Yeah, well, it depends, because you can give whatever you think it's worth, so donate as much as you wish.
Yeah, and most people are giving about a euro.
Yeah, so did I. But last night I heard what they cost, and I think it's a really cheap way of decorating.
Yeah, they're really fun, and they're really easy. And
yeah, absolutely. And over here I wanted to learn as many new things as possible. So this was my start, and it was an easy start.
Yeah, because what I see is an LED, probably a battery in it.
Yes, and a magnet and some tape to
tape it together.
And I think almost everybody can make it. There's only one thing: the magnet. You need to have some strength for it. A 3-year-old has got some difficulty probably with the strength to get the magnets separated.
Oh, wait, to get them separated, yeah, but to use it, no.
No, and to make it as well, I think 3 years and up, everybody can make it.
3-2.
Yeah, actually, there were some kids yesterday who made it, and one decorated his entire bicycle with LEDs. I made some video of it, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. Kids totally love them, of all ages. So, yeah, it's as simple a circuit as you can possibly have. It's just a battery and a light. And
how long did you work on it, Chantal?
Well, it took me about a minute to get the magnets separated, but the rest costed me like 30 seconds.
So it's really easy to make, really fun and fun to do.
Yeah.
Mitch, you've been working with hardware, I guess, your entire life, and we know you from TV Be Gone.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been a geek since I was born, and I got into electronics, probably when I was about 3. I used to dream about it, and I knew I had to do it. So yeah, I've been hooking up lights to batteries since, you know, age 3, and that got me into all sorts of computers and other hardware hacking, and I love it so much that I go around the world teaching other people how to do it.
That's definitely fun, and you also made or have been one of the founding fathers of Arduino, right?
No. That would be wonderful. Those people are incredible. They made working with microcontrollers, complete computers on a chip, they made it so easy and unintimidating for total non-geeks to get into playing with microcontrollers.
So it would probably be something for me as well.
Sure, yeah, and I've been doing these workshops called Arduino for Total Newbies, and it's very, very popular because it's so fun, it's so easy, and most people have heard of Arduino by now, but a lot of people still don't know what it is.
No, because I was just about to ask it, okay, what is it then?
So, the badge for camp has a microcontroller on it, a very powerful one that runs a program that controls a screen, and it controls some lights, and it has some little pins that you can plug extra hardware in, and it can control that as well. It's a specific project, and there's a board designed specifically for this project, and the microcontroller is programmed for this specific project. Arduino doesn't do anything on its own. It's just a board with this microcontroller on it that makes it really easy to hook other hardware to it, and it also has this package you can download for free for Windows, Mac OS, or Linux, and it's super easy to use. You don't have to be a geek to learn how to use it. It's just a simple, easy graphical interface. You just press a few buttons, and you can download the controlling software called firmware into the microcontroller, and anyone, even if you've never done anything with electronics in your whole life, can learn to do this in like less than an hour and a half.
Okay, what can I build of it?
Well, you can do all sorts of things. So anything that from totally whimsical, like blinking colored lights or tweeting when your toilet flushes or letting you know when your plants need watering in your garden, or to control a robot or a flying machine, whatever. It can do anything that can be done with computers and electronic parts.
And I was just informed by my technician, Xopper, that the lamp we are looking at in the studio has been made by an Arduino kit.
Ah, and it blinks all sorts of colors.
Yeah.
And it lets people know to shut the hell up because we're on the radio.
Absolutely, and that it's fun. And How long would I need to learn something like that?
This is really, really simple. So to make an LED blink, which is all that's in here, are some lights. You know, from knowing nothing at all about electronics whatsoever, within an hour and a half, you can make this.
Okay, that's a promise.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can people go to learn that?
Well, my workshop, I'm going to start it tomorrow, and then the next day and the next day. So three different ones, always at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 14 hours. And it's a three-hour workshop. So in this workshop, the first 50 people each day can come and learn to do this. And in this workshop, I'll give an introduction about you know, everything you need to know about electronics, about Arduino, what you can do, what you can't. And I'll also teach everybody how to solder, because they'll have to make their own Arduino. And that's intimidating for a lot of people. So, but don't be intimidated, because I've taught well over 30,000 people how to solder in my life. Wow. And I've taught people three and a half years old on up. And every single person can do it well when they're done.
Even I.
Even you.
Hey, even me. That's so cool. Hey, and... How much money do we need to bring? I mean, to get a kit to start working with Arduino.
Oh, yeah. I haven't figured out how much it costs yet. I think it was 25 euros. Is that right? 30 euros. 30 euros to you get an Arduino. And then what I'll have people do is make a TV Begone with it. Because if you can make a TV Begone, you can make anything. So you get to have the Arduino, and you get this thing called a solderless breadboard, which I'll show people how to use, which you can throw projects together to see if they work really quickly. And you get to bring all that home, plus the Arduino setup on your computer if you bring your computer with you.
And that can be any type of computer?
Any kind, yeah, as long as it runs Linux, macOS, or Windows.
So another reason to come to Hack Square, to the hardware tent.
Yeah, and you get to hang out with Dutch people.
But you're not Dutch.
I am not, but I like hanging out with them. I'm from San Francisco.
You're from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, welcome.
And right after the music, we are going to have a look at the little rocket we all got with some hardware on it. Chantal build it herself, and I'm going to build mine with the help of Chantal.
Shit. a brand new, Debbie just bought a brand new penthouse in heaven. There goes a good old neighborhood. There goes a good neighborhood. There goes a good old neighborhood. One way trip to hell. The devil just bought a brand new. The devil just bought a brand new. The devil just bought a brand new. Straight to hell.
And you're still listening to Binary Voice 92.6 FM Hex Square. I'm in the studio and next to me is Chantal Klaver. Chantal.
Hi there.
Hey, what we got yesterday when we came at campsite is a green rocket with some technology on it.
Yeah.
I refuse to read the manual. So explain, what should I do with it?
Well, when I got here, I thought, what the hell am I supposed to do with a necklace? It's really cool that it's got a light in it, but then last night I found out it was a badge. And they explained to me what you can do with it. And that's, for example, to trace one another and be part of the mesh, if I'm correct about that.
Yeah.
So let me help you with getting it all together.
Yeah, what we got is, I guess, a battery,
yes.
A display, a
couple of sticky things, yep. And... motherboard.
Okay, now I'm really clumsy with this type of stuff, so what do I do?
What do you do? You take the thick sticker.
Yep.
And you put it in the middle of the round circle on the front.
Okay, doing it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you put your display in the... electronic device or the connector?
Yeah, there's a little black
square.
Square, and indeed you can put probably this in. I'm just double checking now because I don't want to ruin it, obviously.
Yeah, so you put that in.
Yeah, it's there.
And you need to get rid of the sticker on top of this. Oh, it's off. And you get it on. Put it on.
Okay.
So, and then your necklace... cord, you put that on top of the...
Yeah, you put the necklace on the
Yeah, put it through and...
okay.
You get the idea?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. No, you pull it through and I do get it. And,
okay.
And then it keeps hanging around your neck. I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid yet.
No, I'm the blunt one. You're...
I'm kind of blonde myself as well, so that's okay. Okay, now I've got the screen. Now I've got
Now you put the two small stickers on the back, close together, because the battery's got to fit on it. So put them kind of low.
Okay.
And close together.
Then still this is on there. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, you need you need to get that off. So you need to get the white things off.
Yeah, because it's a double-sided sticker.
Yeah, it's...
And it should hold. I ruined it, probably.
Probably, yes. As far as I can see, it's... Yeah, I've got it.
That's cool.
Get it off, because I've got the nails, so...
Yeah, don't scratch it with your nails, please. Okay, so I'm now...
So now you've got the stickers on them. And connect the battery.
Connect the battery to it, yeah.
To it, and then stick it to the stickers. And I'm explaining it a bit faster than you can work.
Yeah, and...
connect it to...
yeah, there's a little white connector for the power indeed.
Cool. And the instructions, by the way, were very clear, because I understood them and...
Yeah, well, you read them so that I didn't have to read them. That's really not... I hate reading instructions.
Yeah, and then most people do.
Lunch,
and then they're asking you for your nickname. And there's a...
press any key, okay?
Yeah, and then that key, you can change the letters. With there on the right side, beneath your screen, there's a joystick.
Yeah, and you can play with it, I know.
Yeah. And first, make sure that your nickname is in it. And then you can do all sorts of stuff, like seeing the time. But I've heard that it was already hacked yesterday. So day zero, the time was hacked, so you cannot see the correct time. But you can also see messages from each other. And
yeah, and you can really easily browse through it. It's really kind of simple, and it now states Breno in my case, of course.
Yeah, but it is kind of simple, but apparently you can do a lot more with it, like USB storage and reprogram it.
Yeah, and there's even an RFID thing in it, which I probably am not allowed to use, because that would land me in jail. We'll talk about that later during in the week. But yeah, it's cool. It's now showing my name and it works.
But what can I do with it besides playing the game and the messages? Because you can reprogram it and store some.
I would say let us know. And having a look at the device and the playing with it, it's that simple. We did it in less than 5 minutes. So yeah, have fun with it. And let me show me who you are. You know, be clear and have some fun with it. Meanwhile, I'm going to listen to some music, and right after 5 o'clock we are back, and we are hearing an interview with a hacker who is facing a conviction, and we'll take it from there.
Some people been driving to